Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
I'm happy to be here again, and it has become somewhat of a tradition for me to say a shir at the yahrzeit of the David ben Menachem Monush, who is Seth's late father. And the Torah we learn today should be Le'ilui Nishmosoi. He left behind such a beautiful family and such a beautiful legacy for the family. And the Torah we learn should be Le'ilui Nishmosoi. Also, Refuah Shleimah for Shlamis Bas Batya, Shereva Refuah Shleimah, and the Shloshim for Rabbi Elozer Meir ben Rabbi Mordechai Pinchas. This week is the Shloshim, and the Torah we learn should both be Le'ilui Nishmosam and Refuah Shleimah, and so many others that need Refuah Shleimah. Klal Yisrael knows a lot of pain and a lot of young soldiers that were badly hurt, Shekodesh Boch Yishlach Refuas and Yeshuas. So today was a Shchodesh Odor, and it would only be natural we should speak about Purim, Purim HaMeshulash, and Beit Shemesh. You don't have Purim HaMeshulash as we have in Yerushalayim. But bearing in mind I've been coming here for years, and it's always about Purim, I decided today, let's speak about V'osi li Migdosh v'shulchanti b'soichom. Mitzvah of Asiyas Beis HaMigdosh. And we will also have a brief overview of the discussions throughout the ages, discussions which reflect really Tzipiso li Yeshua. Could we be Makrav Korbonos b'zman hazeh, even before we were Zeche to Binyan Beis HaMigdosh? There's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, Mitzvah Seichov, maintains that the mitzvah V'yosi li Migdosh V'shulchanti B'soichom includes the Klei HaMigdosh, Mishkan V'keilov. It is not only about erecting the building, the structure, V'yosi LeMikdash, this mitzvah includes the clay HaMikdash as well. The Ramban and Mitzvah Asay Lamed Gimel, which is actually the Mitzvah Asay of Bigdei Kahuna, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban maintains V'yosi LeMikdash is only the Beis HaMikdash. That is what we call Mikdash, that is what the Mishkan was. And the mitzvah to make the kelim is derived from the mitzvah suavoida that we do in each and every one of the kelim. So if we have a mitzvah of atovas vadlokas neiras amenoira, that would necessitate making the menoira. And if we have a mitzvah of shnei tamidim b'kol yom, that would necessitate the mizbeach achitzoin. Mitzvah haktoiras includes the mitzvah of mizbeach haktoiras, mizbeach apnimi. Lechem aponim would necessitate making a shulchan. So the klei HaMikdash, the mitzvah to do the kelim, actually is derived from this specific avodah that we are supposed to do with each and every one of those kelim. But the yosi HaMikdash only refers to the beis HaMikdash. And that is a fundamental machlokes Rambam and Ramban. And as we move forward in today's shiur, we will see that this machlokes also manifests itself in different areas. So, in Minchas Osher, and Hashem, many people in this community have the Minchas Osher, and I have a special thank you for Seth Grossman. There's a new sefer that I just brought that came out Erev Shabbos, and such a simcha for me that the sefer is available for the yahrzeit, because my dear friend, Reb Shloimeh, what is your Hebrew name? Reb Shloimeh something. Reb Shloimeh Zev, sponsored Minchas Osher Bovakama. First chelik and second chelik I just got on Friday. So it was min ha-shamayim that the sefer is available to your father's yahrzeit. So Minchas Osher and Parshas Truma, I explained. I think the Rambam and the Ramban have a fundamentally different approach. What is the Mishkan all about? What is the Beis Mikdash all about? The Rambam defines the Beis Mikdash in that very same source, Mitzvah Asei Chof, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Livnois bayis la'avoido. Bayis la'avoido. And in the very first halacha in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, Hilchos Beis Abchira, the lashon of the Rambam is, mitzvah sasei shatoyra, livnois bayis, muchan lihiyois makrivim boi karbonois. Bayis muchan lihiyois makrivim boi karbonois. So the Rambam in both sources, in Mishnah Torah, as one in Sefer HaMitzvahs, defines the Beis HaMikdash, bayis la'avoido, bayis muchan lihiyois makrivim boi karbonois. The Rambam lishitosoi, without a mizbeach, then the bayis is useless. It is void. It cannot be a bayis la'avoido without the kelim with which we do the avoido. And if the definition of the Beis HaMikdash is bayis la'avoido, libnois bayis muchan lihiyois makrivim boi karbonois, goes without saying that this mitzvah of Yosi HaMikdash would include the Klei HaMikdash. The Ramban, at the very beginning of Parshas Truma, Ramban al HaToiro, explains the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Har HaMeriyo steps in place of Har Sinai. Kvoid Hashem and the Eish, the fire that was at Sinai by Mamad Har Sinai by Kabbalas HaToiro, moves from Har Sinai to Har HaMeriyo. And the Eish, Tomi, Tukad al HaMizbeach, that is the Eish of Har Sinai. The Ramban doesn't define in two words what is the Beis HaMikdash about. My guess, my suggestion, if we would ask the Ramban, so how do you define the Beis HaMikdash? Two words, not more. The Ramban would say, Beis Shechino. Not Bayis La'avoida, but Beis Shechino. Kvayid Hashem, Sheshochan al Hahar, transferred from Har Sinai to Har HaMeriyo. Avoido milta achrita. Shechina lechod el avoido lechod. Now, well, it would be reasonable to argue, but without the avoido, there would be no Shechina. Maybe, maybe, maybe yes, maybe no. But even if we assume that without the avoido, there would be no Shechina, but the definition, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, is not only machshire mitzvah. It is not only to have a bias to do the avoida. The essence of the Beis HaMikdash is the continuity of Shechino, which we were zoiche b'Har Sinai, by Kabbalas HaToiro, and Kabbalas HaToiro is a one-time event. The Kotzker Rebbe said, Matan Toiro was one time, Kabbalas HaToiro could be every day. So, the Shechino and Kvayd Hashem, Shishon Har Sinai, goes over to Har HaMeriyo. And the Beis HaMikdash essentially is a Beis Shechino, and therefore the Ramban maintains, V'yosi LeMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash, Asiyas HaKeilim, is derived from another source. The Avoida which we make with each and every one of the Keilim, that necessitates a Keilim. How about the Oroin? There is no Avoida that we make with the Oroin. And in Bayis Sheini, we did exactly the same avoidance and bayis lishon, even though there was no oroin. According to the Ramban, asiyas oroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. And once again, the Ramban lishitosoi. Because if the mitzvah asiyas akelim is derived from the avoidance akelim, that would not be relevant to the oroin. What about the mizbeach? We'll get to the mizbeach soon. The Ravid maintains, Mizbeach is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. Mizbeach achitzen, and we will get to it. The tzivui to make the mizbeach is not in Parshas Truma, but at the end of Parshas Mishpotim. Mizbeach avonim, ta'aso li v'zavachto olo v'soilosecho v'eshlemechu. That is even before we have the mitzvah of Yosi l'mikdash v'shuchanti b'soichom. We got the mitzvah to make a mizbeach and be makriv korbonos. So according to the Ravid, asiyas mizbeach is a mitzvah into itself. It is not an essential part of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, what is v'yosi l'mikdash v'shulchanti v'soichom? Does that include the kelim or not? In Hagadah shel Pesach, and we are approaching Purim. 1 month after Purim, we have Pesach, and we say, Uvonu lonu Beis Amigdosh Lechaper Al Kol Avoinoisenu. And that would support the Rambam's approach. It is all about the avoiders. Ubonu Lanu Beis Amigdosh Lechaper Al Kol Avoinoisenu. Kaporos Avoinis is the Korbonis, not the Etzem Beis Amigdosh. So that would support the Rambam's approach that the bias essentially is a bias lavoido, bias muchan riois makrivim boi korbonis. Yerushalmi, at the beginning of the second parak of Masechet Brochos, David HaMelech so longed to build the Beis HaMikdash. He dedicated his life to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, no, it shall not be. You will not have the source to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shloim Abincho, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And David was really disappointed and broken. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Klum Osid Shloima Bincho Livnois Beis HaMikdash Elo Lahakrov Boi Korbonois. Toiv Lefonai, your mitzvahs and masim toivim, Mekola Korbonois Osid Shloima Bincho Lahakriv. And this Mama Chazal, this Yerushalmi, once again proves. Pashtus Aloshon, Klum Shloima Bincho Osid Livnois Beis HaMikdash Elola Hakrov Boi Korbonois. So both what we say in HaKadosh Pesach and the Yerushalmi seem to substantiate the Rambam's definition of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Muchan, Vayis Makrivim Korbonois. And that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech. Don't be depressed, don't be distressed. What you're doing is more important to me than all the Korbonois that your son Shloima will be makrev in the Beis HaMikdash. Klum Shloima Bincha Osed Lahak in the Rivnis Beis HaMikdash. Elo Liois Makriven Boi Korbonois. Is there a possibility to be makrev Korbonois even before we have a Beis HaMikdash? In the foreseeable future, B'derech HaTeva, we don't see a possibility to build a Beis HaMikdash. Afar Pishi Yisma Meyem Kol Zeach HaKaloi B'chol Yom Shiyovoi. We all wait every day for the Geula Shleima, and we will have a Beis HaMikdash. Min HaGoyen Omen Yekev by hook or by crook, we don't know exactly how it'll come to be, but we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. B'kora B'yomeinu, is there a possibility to be Makrev Korbonos before we have the Beis HaMikdash? And this depends, is there Kedushas HaMikdash B'zman HaZeh? And that is a Machloikis in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya. Zvochem kuv zayinu mitbeis, makriven afal pisha ein bayis. We do not need a Beis HaMikdash to be makrev korbonis. All we need is a mezbeach in the proper place. But we do not need a Beis HaMikdash. And that is the psak of the Rambam. Perek vav, halocha tes vav of hilchas Beis HaBechira, halocha kerev Yeshua, makriven afal pisha ein bayis. And that is where the Ravid disagrees. And that is somewhat of a strange Ravid. And I wrote extensively about this. I do not think it is already printed in my Svorma. But after writing 35 Svorm, and after being an old man, I no longer remember everything I have printed, and I don't remember whether this was published or not. Because as much Torah is contained in those 35 Svorm, there is much more that is still waiting to be printed. But the Ravid writes in Perek Vav Mabeis Avchiram, the Rambam is not right, and we can't be Makrev Korbonos only when we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. V'kvar niglo soid Hashem liyareyav. Three different places, the Ravid refers to Ruach HaKodesh. And Hilchos Lulav, he writes, kvar hofia Ruach HaKodesh bebeis midroshenu. And in Perek Vav Hilchos Bechira, and this halacha, the Rambam paskens, like Rabbi Yeshua, Makrim and Afur Pishem Bayis, the Ravid comments, Soyin Hashem Liyarev Kvar Nigla, the Rambam is not right. And somebody that walks into Mokam HaMikdash today, Betuma, is not Chayev Koras. That's what the Ravid writes. According to the Rambam, Chayev Koras. Because Kedushas HaMikdash is intact. Nothing has changed. And that is why we could be Makrev Korbonos. The Ravid says, Kvaniglo soid Hashem liyareyav. And the Radbaz is somewhat cynical, a little bit sarcastic. And the Radbaz writes, I don't doubt the Ruach HaKodesh of the Ravid, but still, I wouldn't take chances. You're right. I would prefer staying outside. I wouldn't take a chance. Not that I question what the Ravid writes, but I would still stay away, and I wouldn't take a chance. So this is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. And because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal with mitzvah Shiva Migdosh, there is no clear hachra who is right, the Rambam or the Ravid. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, who are the later poskim, don't deal only with mitzvah Sanoegis Bizman Hazeh. So this question ultimately is a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. She'ila Siavet, Sim Yankov Emdin, going back more than 250 years, Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Tet, wants to prove that we were makrav karbonos la'achar churban beis hamikdash, and therefore the Rambam must be right. There are three sources in Shas which clearly seem to tell the story la'achar churban beis hamikdash, and we still were makrav karbonos. Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Omed Beis. Chazal deal with Kiddush HaChodesh. What are the reasons that justify Ibur HaChodesh? Adding on another month, Ibur HaShona, rather, not Kiddush HaChodesh. What justifies adding on a new month? And the Gemara tells the story of a letter that Rabban Gamliel wrote to Bnei HaGolos. And he writes, Imraya Dekikin, the animals are still too small. They're not big enough. We need to wait. And Rashi explains, we need to wait for the animals to grow, because otherwise they're too small, you can't be a makrav korbanos. And that is why we decided in Eretz Yisrael, writes Rabban Gamliel, to Bnei HaGoyla, to add on another month before Pesach. Rabban Gamliel is Rabban Gamliel de Yavne, usually, and he was la'achar chorben beis hamikdash. And this proves that he was in the time of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Gamliel Yavne, even younger than Rabbi Kiva. It is not Rabbi Gamliel Azoken. And so this proves that we're makrav korbanos la'achar chorben beis hamikdash. So Rabbi Yankov Emden doubts this raya, and he says, Lecha Oyrevis proves they were makrav korban pesach liachar korban beis hamikdash, but maybe the tzapia li Yeshua was so great, and they hoped every day, especially as long as Bar Kochba ben Koziva was still fighting the Romans, and they hoped with all their hearts that the tide will turn and our armies will be victorious and will restore the Beis HaMikdash, and they made all the preparations to be able to be Makrev Korban Pesach. So maybe this Gemara doesn't prove that they actually were Makrev Korbanos. Today we have Chidush Aran, a Masechet Sanhedrin, and that is exactly what Chidush Aran writes. He asked this very same question. In the days of Rabban Gamliel, it was Liachar Korban Habayis. So were there Makrev Korbanos? And he said they were prepared and they hoped, and that is why they decided to be Ma'aber Seshona. Be'ezes Hashem Yisborach, we will be able to be Makrev Korbanos. Psochem Ayin Dalet Omed Aleph. Another story of Rabban Gamliel, the same Rabban Gamliel, Masa Meran Gamliel, Sho'omer Etov Yavdoi. Rabban Gamliel had an Eved, a very famous Eved, probably the most famous Eved in history, because there are a few Gemoras that tell the stories of Rabban Gamliel and Tov Yavdoi. And Broches Mem Zayin, he had nine people, he wanted a minion, he was Meshachar, his Eved, Tavi Avdoi. And Rabbi Gamliel tells Tavi Avdoi, Tzei Utzlei Lanu Korban Pesach. So this is not only preparing animals if the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, he actually tells them to do Tzliya, to do the Korban Pesach. And once again, Rabbi Gamliel, that had an Eved named Tavi, is Rabbi Gamliel Yavne, who was a great grandson of Rabbi Gamliel HaZoken. So, once again, and here we cannot suggest the other Mahalach of the Shiras Yavis, they were just hoping there would be a Beis HaMikdash when he says, Tzleilanu. The Rashash, on the spot, has a very interesting comment, and he said that in the non-Jewish history books, it is told that at some stage Ben Koziba in Yerushalmi, he is called Ben Koziba. In Babli, he is Bar Kokhba, Shimon Bar Kokhba, who was a commander of the Jewish armies fighting the Romans. And he was successful in chasing the Romans out of Yerushalayim and restoring the Avodah for some while. So the Rishash says, according to this tradition, according to this story, maybe in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, those were the days in which Bar Kokhba still was fighting the Romans. Those were the days of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva hoped, Rabbi Kiva said that Bar Kokhba is Melech HaMoshiach, as we find in the Yerushalmi at the end of Masechet Tanis. But the Rishash himself says, in our sources, we have no indication that the Achachor Mabayis, Ben Koziba, overcame the Romans in Yerushalayim. It is nowhere to be found in our sources. And I'm not aware whom he's quoting, but that's what the Rishash writes in Psochem, Daf Ayin Dalad. Beis Echov Beis, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel had a minig to eat the Gdima Kulas, Beleil Pesach. And that is what Toidos Ishloimi did in Masechet Psochim. And he was told, Ilemolo Toidosato, we would put you into Shanta, we would be Menade. Rabbi Gamliel had that minig. And maybe that is what they called Pesach. It was Zecher Le Pesach, as Rashi writes in Masechet Beitza Chav Beis. Explanation number three, or suggestion number three, would be in Nidah of Gimel Amud Beis in Yerushalmi, Beis Rabbi Gamliel called their avodim tavi and their shifchos tavto. So there was more than one tavi. Beis Rabbi Gamliel probably started off with Rabbi Gamliel Azoken. And that was a tradition in this family, the Beis Rabbi Gamliel. They were rich. They were the Nesiim. They probably had many avodim. And the Yerushalmi says they used to call their avodim tavi. So the famous tavi was Rabbi Gamliel Diavna, but this story might have been Rabbi Gamliel Azoken, who still was in the days of the Beis Amigdosh. Source number three, before we go into a more halachic discussion, is the most famous source, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Yehuda ben Beseira. So a guy, a non-Jew, tells the Yehuda ben Beseira, you know, your Pesach tastes very well. Every year I go to Yerushalayim and I take part and I'm part of a chavura and I eat Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is very disturbed. Kol orel lo yoichal boy. So he gives him an etzah. Next time to Yerushalayim, ask to have the tail, you know, because the Pesach has no tail. And then that person that falsified his identity, and that's a crime in the modern world, and he appeared as a Jew, and he asks, I would like to have the tail, and the people in Yerushalayim say, what is this about? Doesn't he know what the Korban Pesach is? And so they started to do research. They asked, your ID, please? Do you have a driver's license? Could we see who you are? And it became apparent that he is a guy, and he was executed. So once again, when was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and this is not about preparation for Korban Pesach, but rather Korban Pesach. Maratzchias in his Tshuvas, Chelik Beis, Simen Hay, being the Yalkut Shemoini, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira gave a bracha to the father of Shmuel, the great Amora Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were the very first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh were Amoraim Eretz Yisrael. Rav and Shmuel, Rav Tanahu Vepalig. So the Gemara says Rav had the status of a Tana, but he is considered the very first generation of Amoraim. And he was born by a brocha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So according to this Yalkut, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was in the last generation of Tanuim, and that was many years La'acha Chorm Beis Amigdosh. So how do we understand the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? And I want to intensify this kasha. Chachomim said, Ad benetziven umetzedosach prusa al Yerushalayim. So he was at his prime when this story happened. He was not a young man. It was not when he was very young. Tosfos asked, how come he wasn't toilet regel? What is he doing in a tzivin when the makriv korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah aliyah regel? Two terutzim in Tosfos. One terutz is, he was old and he couldn't make the trip. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was old and there were makriv korban Pesach in his time. And Shmuel the Amora was born because he gave a bruchah to his father. How does it fit in with Korban Pesach? Tosfos Menucha Samachei writes, there were more than one Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. If there are more than one, there might have been more than two. Who knows? So there was a Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So we do not have any conclusive proof from these three sugyos in Shas. They actually were makrev korbonos la'achar chom beis amigdash. But this is a major discussion. And it depends, first of all, on the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Could we be makrev? Is there kedushas amigdash? Kaftoi v'ferach was in the days of the Rishonim, one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes Reb Boruch. We don't know exactly who that was, one of the Rabbeim of the Kaftoi v'ferach, whose name was Reb Ashturi Haparchi, that was the captive of Perach. Rabbi Yechiel Meparis, who was one generation before Rashi, initiated Hakrovis Karbonas in Yerushalayim. We don't know anything more about the story, but the captive of Perach was one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, writes that we have a Mesoidus, that in the days of Rashi, we do not have any other sources about this. One of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yechiel Meparis, initiated and he tried to have permission from whoever was in charge in those days in Yerushalayim to be makrev korban Pesach. It didn't work out. 200 years ago, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger, wrote a sefer called Drishas Tzion, and he said, we need to try to be makrev korban Pesach. And he actually negotiated with the Ottoman Empire, with the Turks, who were in charge of Yerushalayim in those days, and he negotiated getting permission to be Makrev Korban Pesach. And that sparked a huge discussion and controversy. And many kuntreisim were written, pro and con, for and against. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote Drishas Tzion, encouraging people to come to Yerushalayim and be Makrev Korban Pesach. Rab Chaim Natanzon, not very well known, but at the same time wrote a contest against this idea, b'shem Avoido Tamo. Generation later, Rab Dovidl Mikarlin, who was one of the greatest Gedolim in Lithuania, Rab Dovid Friedman was his name, and he wrote a contest, Dishas Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Reb Hesh Pesach Frank summed it all up many years later in his Sefer Migdash Melech, and this was a huge discussion at the time. What is most interesting is a correspondence that we find between two Gedolim. One is one of the greatest Gedolim in Hungary and the other in Galicia. Reb Mendele Medesh. He was a Rebbe, a Hasidish Rebbe, but also a Godel B'Yisrael, and he wrote Fuse for him. Shalas Echuvas Shari Tzedek. Simon Kuv Beis and Simon Kuv Daled. And he writes, I dreamed. I had a dream. Why we can't be Makrav Korbonais Bezmanazah. And he takes his dream very seriously. In Minchas Osher and Chumash Bereshis, I do not remember which Simon, but it is somewhere towards the end of the Sefer. Minchas Osher and Bereshis. There's a big discussion about how important dreams are and how valid is what you dream. And I brought many sources from Gedolei Rishonim that actually dreamed about Piskei Halacha. And I think it's a fascinating discussion. Anybody that has real nice dreams, it's kedai to learn them in Chasosha, I think it's in Parshas Mekeitz. I also dream sometimes Divrei Torah, but I never share them in my shiurim. And the reason I don't share them, I don't think they'll bring me a lot of COVID. I think I think people will stop taking me seriously if I would share with you the Divrei Torah that I dream up. But anyway, Shari Tzion, Shalas Achuvas, Remendele Medei, Simakuv Dalad writes, I dream, Vebo Elai Bechalom, that it is impossible to be Makar of Korbonis Manazai for a very simple reason. Because you don't need a Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, but you do need a Mizbeach. Mizbech Avonim Tas Uliv, Veveso Ola Vesolosech Veshloimech. So Tuma Hutra Betzibur. Korban Tzibur is Doiche Tuma. But Binyan HaMizbeach is not Doiche Tuma. And we can't go into Mokom HaMikdash to build a Mizbeach because we're all Tumei Ameis. So even though we pass in a korban tzibur is doiche tuma, but binyan hamizbeach is only machshirei korban, and that is not doiche tuma. So we can never build the mizbeach in mukam hamikdash because without efer pora we cannot purify ourselves from tumas meis. So all those throughout the ages that argued we could be makav korbonis bezman hazeh. Based, number one, on the halacha that korban tzibur doiche tuma. Number two, the Rambam paskens makriv and afal pisha ein bias. All you need is a mizbeach, but how would we build a mizbeach for tmei ames? Does it justify an issa koras tmei ames coming into mukam hamikdash to build a mizbeach? We only find tuma to tzibur is a krovas a karbonis, but not a siyas a mizbeach. No, it needs to be, the Mizbeach HaChitzen is a Mizbeach Avonim. It is part of the building. It's not a Mizbeach HaZohav that could just be dropped down. So the question is, could we build a Mizbeach Bobiyom and Bobiyom be Makar the Korban? Well, that would take somewhat of an effort. Obviously, they understood it's impossible. Because first of all, we need mumchim to clearly verify where exactly the Mokom HaMizbeach is, and then the building materials, and so maybe today with robotics, maybe. However, V'yosi L'migdash, Chazal say Li L'shmi. So this would be a huge discussion. When you use robots, would that be defined as L'shma? So we're back to machine matzahs. We're back to machine matzahs. So when you have machines and electricity doing something for you, would that be defined lishma? Is it, could you use those matzahs for a matzahs mitzvah? I think we have some time before discussing machine matzahs, so we'll leave that for another opportunity. So the fundamental discussion is, asiyas hamizbeach, is that doiche tuma? Rabbi Yitzchok Aaron Ettinger was the Ruv of Lemberg in Galicia of Lvov in that same era. And he, in his sefer, he writes a tshuva to Rav Mendele Medeish. He saw his sefer and he responds. And Rabbi Yitzchok Aaron Ettinger, Orachaim Simen Peches, they do stik gedolim respond. And Rabbi Yitzchok Aaron Ettinger apologizes. I know you dreamed and you take this very seriously, but I don't think the Balach Haloyim is right. And he says that we could build the Mizbeach Betuma. One of the arguments of the Shari Tzedek is Korban Tzibur Doiche Shabbos and is Doiche Tuma. Asiyas HaMikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. Ein Boinen Beis HaMikdash B'Shabbos. That is clear in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Beis HaBechira. It's a Gemara Masechta Shavuos. So if it's not Doiche Shabbos, obviously it's not the Doiche Tuma. And Rabbi Yitzchok Aaron Ettinger says, Shabbos and Tuma are not dependent, one or the other, maybe even though it's not Doiche Shabbos, it is Doiche Tuma. And what is a shtickle pele that these two great Gedolim didn't realize that it's a Toisefta? And this brisa is also brought in Erevin, Dav Kuf Hei, which is a shtickel pella. So the Tosefta does not deal with the Siyas HaMizbeach, but the Tosefta does deal Binyan Beis HaMikdash Betumo. And the Tosefta clearly says Mitzvah bekoyanim, ein koyanim, then we use levim. Ein levim, mitzvah beYisraelim. Mitzvah betahoyrim, em ein tahoyrim, then we build al yedei tumeim. And the Tosefta, and what is strange is that the Tosefta is quoted, both in Sifro, but in Erev and Kufhei Omed Aleph, the Rambam brings this, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof Gimel Halachas Beis HaBchirim, and these two Gedolim weren't aware that we're dealing with the Tosefta. However, the Tosefta speaks about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Does that include Klei HaMikdash? Brings us back to the very first source I quoted in today's Shia. According to the Rambam, V'yosi, the Mikdash includes the Kalim. And if Chazal darshan a posuk in Tosefta that you could build a Beis HaMikdash Betoma, that would include the Kalim. According to the Ramban, no. V'yosi, the Mikdash is only the building. And maybe the Gzeres HaKosev you could build Betoma wouldn't refer it necessarily to the Klei HaMikdash. Maybe the Mizbeach is different. The Mizbeach wasn't a kli. The Mizbeach is a Mizbach Avonim. So maybe the Mizbeach is part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ravid says, no, the Mizbeach is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. So things start to get complicated. But Rabbi Yitzchok An Ettinger in Tshuvas Ma'ar Yehuda Halevi has a beautiful raya. And that's a spark of genius. And he says, how did the Chashmenoim build a Mizbeach? It is clear that they built a Mizbeach because there's a Mishnah in Masechet Midos. There was one of the Lishkois in the Azora. Sham henichu avonim avnei Mizbeach sheshikzu hayavonim. The Avonim desecrated the Mizbeach. And the Chashmenoim took the Avnei HaMizbeach aside, and there was a special lishke designated for Avnei HaMizbeach HaKedoshim that was built al yedei Shloima HaMelech. And Chanukah is all about Chanukah HaMizbeach. That Chanukah HaMizbeach is a new Mizbeach that they built. How did they build the Mizbeach if they were Tmei Meis? They were Tmei Meis. Im Tim Tzeloimer, that they built the Mizbeach after they were purified, 7 days, Hazos Shlishi Vishvi, and Tvila B'mikva. No, they lighted the Menorah. And you cannot light the Menorah, the Eisha Menorah needs to come from the Marocha and the Mizbeach. Kimavua B'yumedach Memhei. The fire to light the Menorah comes from the Marocha Sheal Gabi Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And it is also clear in Rambam, Pere Gimel Alochi Yud Gimel Mitmidin V'Mesofen. So the Chashmenoim lighted the Menorah. And they did it immediately, before they could have Shemen Tohoyah. And that was a miracle, that they found Shemen Tohoyah, but it was only limited, only for 1 day. So they couldn't purify new oil because they were still Tmei HaMeis. And they lighted the Menorah. And you cannot light the Menorah only from the Eish Marocha Shel Gabi Mizbeach. So it's obvious that the first thing they did is to build a new Mizbeach. Even before they lighted the Menorah. Because to light the Menorah, they needed the Mizbeach. So how did they build the Mizbeach when they were Tmei HaMeis? And this proves that you could build the Mizbeach at Tumah. And just like HaKrovas HaKarbonos is Doi Chetome. Sias Binyan HaMizbeach is also Doi Chetome. And I find this to be a fascinating and interesting raya. So this was a major discussion which came up again and again, La'orech HaGolos. And it always reflected and the expression of Klal Yisrael's longing to finally come back to HaKrovas HaKarbonos and ultimately to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We are in Golos. And we hope and pray in every generation HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall help. We should be able to restore HaShiva Shavtenik of HaRashayno and Shia Bona Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'yameinu V'Sechel Keinu V'Seiru Secho. So today we spoke about the mitzvah Yosi Lemigdosh Veshulchanti Besoichom and some interesting halachas regarding the various different attempts to be mechadash korvas kabonis. In Mechasosha and Vayikra, ultimately I brought the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam says it all needs to be al pi Navi. And we will only be able to be makav charbonis when Avi Yisrael will be restored, liachar tchias ha-meisim, and it all needs to be like in the days of David HaMelech, al yedei Navi. So, for the time being, all we could do is just daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hope and pray, mehero yebona beis ha-migdash. Today is Chodesh Adar, mishenachnas odam mar ben besimcha. Minchas Osher Kloli HaMitzvahs. There's a very unique siman about Simcha. How, when, and are Jews happy? Ha'im, Matai, Ve'ech, Anachnu Smechim. I don't recall the exact number, but I think I brought 15 different Gedorim of Simcha. How do we rejoice? In many ways. Simchas Yom Tov is all about achilas bosa v'shtiyas yayin. But ein simcha leba bosa v'yayin. Purim, chai v'nishtu v'sumei, and that is Simchas Purim. Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, that Rambam writes, that was the greatest simcha of the entire year. Ein achila v'shtiyah ba'azora. Totally different. Dancing. And tricks. Pa'alulim. That is Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Simchas Chosan Vekala. Two different topics. L'Sameach Chosan Vekala is similar to Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Sudas Chosan Vekala is similar to Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas HaTorah. How do we rejoice with Torah? Learn. Learn, and you will experience the greatest Simcha one could experience. Many different manifestations and expressions of Simcha. But the bottom line, a Jew always needs to be happy. So Hasidim say in the name of the Rishon Tzaddik, Rabbi Yisrael Merushin, he said, a Yid is always besimcha. It's just a question of volume. Marbim, mematim. So are there more? Oh, of less? But you always need to be besimcha. It's just a, zarakshila shel rama. It's just a question of volume. How much simcha? How could we not be v'simcha? Even in the most difficult of times, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people, and out of the billions walking this earth, ki atem ha-ma'at mekol ha-amim, we are a small people. We were never meant to be a people of many. We are small, we are few, but we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people. And to be a chosen people is not only a privilege, it's a responsibility. We were supposed to be. We are designated to be by the Novi or Legoyim. It is a responsibility, not only a privilege. All the others get away with Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which boil down to just be a mensch. Just be a mensch. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't expect much more than that. Don't rob, don't steal, don't kill. Just be a mensch. We can't get away with Sheva Mitzvahs. We have 613. What a leap. From 7 to 613. Mi yochal lamoid b'kol eila, said Chazal. And many times when I speak about this, I say, Chevra, if you think 613 is a lot, we have much more than 613. Because the Minchas Osher says, Rotzoi natoiro, there are many more mitzvahs, which are the Uraisa, not included in the list. Because Taya mitzvahs is only tzivuim. Commands. But there are many more mitzvahs that we learn from Teres Hashem which are not included in the list. And we're happy. We're happy because we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's family. We are Bonim Lemokim. Mishenechnes Odomar Ben Besimcha, and in that simen, in Minchas Osher Kloli HaMitzvahs, I try to define, so how does this simcha manifest itself? We don't find. Purim, clearly defined. Chai v'nishle v'sumei. The Rambam writes, you need to eat basar purim. And that's a chiddush that we do not find in the Gemara clearly. The Rambam is based on a few stories that we do find in the Gemara. Amirom sent wheat, meat. There's no mitzvah to eat meat. Why did they send meat for Mishloach Monos? Marben besimcha. And sometimes simcha is not clearly defined. We are happy. Because Chodesh Adar was an amazing Chodesh. V'nahafoich hu. And a minchas osher, sichas al moyadim, what I quoted before is the lamdisha said, in the sichas. I wrote, what is unique about Purim is v'nahafoich hu. Everything that seemed to be a terrible gzeira, at the end of the day, those very same events prove to be part of Yeshua's Hashem. Haman was so happy that the goyder fell on Chodesh Adar. That is the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. He was sure it's a bad omen for the Jews. He wasn't aware that that is the month Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And it's a wonderful month for the Jewish people. We try to imagine when Haman built that skyscraper, Chamishim Amos, and probably it was seen from the entire town. Wherever you walked, you couldn't escape it. And when the Jews went out of the house in the morning and they saw that 50 Amos, and they knew what it's for, probably they just couldn't look. They closed their eyes. They couldn't lift their eyes and see that. Eitz Gavoya Chamisha Mamo. And at the end of the day, those that were hung there were those very same people that tried to destroy and to kill us. That crazy king brings together tens of thousands of women and girls to fulfill his insane tivus. And the only one chosen is Esther. Was a Bas Yisrael Kedoshe V'Tohera, growing in the home of the Godel Ador of Mordechai. We could just try to imagine what heartbreak that brought among the people. How could this be? Statistically, it's crazy. It's impossible. And the only one that made every effort not to be appealing was Esther. All the others, Psalmim, Tamruke, Noshem, Shem, and Amar, and the only one that didn't want anything to do with it was Esther. And she is the one chosen by that crazy king, Ahasuerus. Didn't take long till everybody realized that this is Yad Hashem, and this is this amazing Hashgocha Protis. Midas Hadin is Nefach Lerachamim. And that is what the story of Purim is about, and that is what is unique about the story of Purim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzorech Lifrois Es HaMegillah Ki Igeres Laharois HaNeis. When we read the Sefer Torah, it's a scroll, and all you see is the parsha in which we're reading. Shulchan Aruch writes, the minig by Megillah is no. It should be open, spread out. Ki Igeres Laharois HaNeis. And nobody explains how does this show the nace. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch should say, Laharois HaMegillah. Everybody should see the Megillah. Spread it out, it's more visible, it's more obvious. What is Laharois HaNeis? My understanding is, if it would be possible, Chazal would be metaken that we need to read the entire Megillah B'Neshima Achas. But it's impossible. Because we get to Vaizoso, we try to squeeze him in B'Neshima Achas. So the Seres B'nei Homan, we read B'Neshima Achas, which is an effort. Because when you read the Megillah, and you read every segment in itself, you don't grasp, you don't understand the story, and you don't see the Neis. To really appreciate the Neis, you need to read the entire Megillah from beginning to end, and realize this amazing phenomena. Every Midas Adin is Nefach L'Rachamim. Every event that seemed to be a manifestation of Midas Adin, a terrible Gezeira, v'nehafoichu. That is the special story, the unique story about Neis Purim. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch means. Spread it out. Do your best. Read it without any hefsek. Kedei laharis haneis. People should be appreciative. Because Purim is the only Neis we remember that was totally in the realm of natural phenomena. Sholos Regolim were supernatural events that had no explanation at all in natural phenomena. Seres HaMakas, Kriyas Yamsef, Mamed Har Sinai. The world has never seen and never will see miracles like those. Even Hanukkah, there was the Pach HaShemen, which was Lamala Mederech HaTeva, above and beyond the realm of nature. Purim, everything was natural. But you need to be blind not to realize everything was miraculous. And those are the Nisim HaNistorim Shem Yesoid Kol HaToyre Kulo, as the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Boi. And that is why the Neis of Purim is so important as a message for the later generations, as a message of our time. So nobody knows where this war is going. It's not over yet, even though there is somewhat of a ceasefire. Nobody knows. But these past 15 months were profound. On one hand, profoundly tragic, profoundly sad. We have lost thousands of young people. Simchas Torah and Simchas Torah. Thousands of young soldiers, many of them Bnei Torah and Talmid HaChomim, all of them precious Yiddish and Neshames, each and every one of them. So many broken families that will never be the same. Thousands upon thousands of badly injured soldiers, and I know so many of them and so many of the families, and they still are hostages. So these 15 months were profoundly tragic and sad, Hashem Yerachem, also profoundly uplifting. And we saw Nisim. You have to be blind not to see the Nisim, just like in the days of Purim. I said many times in the past few months how wonderful it would be if there would be breaking news in all the news outlets. Unbelievable. All the waters in Gaza and Lebanon suddenly turned red and nobody could explain what happened. And all the waters became blood. And that would be a far greater item than the walkie-talkies and the beepers. This everybody would talk about it. And the world would still be reeling. And a week later, breaking news once again. 1 billion frogs sprang out of every little ditch, every little pond in Gaza and in Lebanon. They overran the country, disrupting everything, communications, transportation, everything is disrupted. And not one frog crossed the Lebanese border and the border of Gaza. Not one frog. It didn't happen. And it probably won't happen. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said in his Torah, V'onoichi hasteir astir ponai b'yoyim ahu, in later generations, we are not zeiche to see Seres HaMakos. Won't happen. But you need to open your eyes and your mind and your heart to see Chasdei Shemayim and to see the miracles that we have been seeing. The natural miracles. 15 months of war. I'm not a military man, but I'm also not a battlin. And I usually know what I'm talking about. This is information I don't like to speak about in public, but about 2.5 years ago in my house, we came together, a group of commanders and people from the Rabbanut HaTzvait, and we're discussing halachic shailos about temporary burial. And they said, we know that the Hezbollah has more than 200,000 rockets and drones, and if a war would break out in the north, we could expect a horrendous number of casualties every day. I can't say a number because this is confidential, but a horrendous number. And they said, We cannot process that number of casualties. We will need to do mass burial. And we discussed various shilas. It has happened. And tens of thousands of rockets hit Israel and hit the north. And the number of casualties was so amazingly low, defying any expectation and any assessment of what would happen. And the same regarding casualties in war. Urban warfare is the most horrible type of war. And I read an article about a great military strategist, and he wrote, the number of casualties we experienced is about a sixth of any other place in the world which we are familiar with, urban warfare. Those are miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been watching over us. We are Jews. So to us, everyone is one too many. Everyone is one too many. Every broken family, and every fallen soldier, and every civilian that is killed by terror attacks, and we are under a wave of terror. Each one is one too many. In our Torah, we believe in V'chai Bohem, V'loy Sheyamus Bohem. But these are miracles, and as Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching over us, Shoymi Yisrael, Hino Lo Yonum, V'lo Yishon. So on one hand, this was a profoundly sad and tragic year, also uplifting. And we see, Hino Lo Yonum, V'lo Yishon, Shoymi Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching over his people, over his precious and beloved children. And as we come into Chodesh Adar, the Sfasame says that every year in Chodesh Adar, there is a Hesoiris of the Zgule v'nafochu asher yishlutu ha'yehudim heimu b'seinayim. And it is a special time in which we could once again experience v'nahafochu asher yishlutu ha'yehudim heimu b'seinayim. So we need to daven to a Chodesh Baruch Hu and to hope and to pray that we will see Nisim v'nafochis. So the Ramah writes, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, you forgot Alanisim, and we don't bench again if we forget Alanisim, we don't daven again. But one should say, Hu Rachamon, Hu Yasa Lano Nisim Nefloes Keshem Shosiso La'avoseinu, B'yom HaMehem U'Bizman HaZeh. B'yom HaMehem U'Bizman HaZeh, we saw Nisim. No, we didn't see Dam Tzfardeya Kinim. We didn't see Borad and Choshech, but we saw Nisim. What we witnessed is Midas Adin that is Nefach L'Rachemim. What we witnessed is Chazdei Shemayim B'derach HaTeva. And let us end today's shiur with this very same tefillah. Hu Rachamon Hu Yasalonu Nisim Nefroes Keshem Shosiso L'Avoseinu B'Yom HaMehem U'Bizman HaZeh. We should be zeichet to see miracles. And we should be zeicha b'kura b'yameinu. Today we spoke about Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We should be zeicha b'kura b'yameinu. Meheri yabona Beis Hamikdash. Uvenei Yerushalayim yirakodesh. B'mehero v'yameinu. V'sham navat cho b'yiro. Ki yamei oylam u'cheshonim kadmoini yois. B'bias Moshiach tzidkeinu. B'mehero v'yameinu. Amen.
Kol HaLashon. A whole world of quality content.